It's Friday, July 11th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ registered record closing highs on Thursday, and NVIDIA's market value closed above $4 trillion for the first time. Also helping Wall Street, shares of Delta Airlines jumped 12% after its forecast third quarter and full-year profits above analysts' estimates. Other travel stocks also rose, including United Airlines, which ended 14.3% higher, and Hertz Global, up 11.8%. President Trump also announced a 50% tariff on Brazil's goods, specifically copper, and said it would start August 1st. Reactions in the broader market to the president's latest tariff moves have been less severe than in April, possibly reflecting expectations that ongoing negotiations between Washington and trade partners could yield agreements. In other news, the Trump administration has resumed sending some weapons to Ukraine, a week after the Pentagon had directed that some deliveries be paused. The weapons heading into Ukraine include 155mm munitions and precision-guided rockets known as GMLRs, two officials told the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. It's unclear exactly when the weapons started moving. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth directed the pause on some shipments last week to allow the Pentagon to assess its weapons stockpiles, in a move that caught the White House by surprise. A White House official said there was never a pause in shipments, but a review to ensure U.S. military support aligns with its defense strategy. The official said the Pentagon never announced a pause. President Trump announced Monday that the U.S. would continue to deliver defensive weapons to Ukraine. He has sidestepped questions about who ordered the pause in exchanges with reporters this week. Around the world, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio wrapped up his second and final day at a Southeast Asian security conference in a high-stakes meeting with his Chinese counterpart as tensions grow between Washington and Beijing over issues from trade to security and China's support for Russia's war in Ukraine. After discussions with regional countries at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Forum in Malaysia, Rubio on Friday ended his first official trip to Asia with his first face-to-face talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Neither man nor their delegation spoke to journalists as they posed for photos at the top of the meeting. The meeting was held less than 24 hours after Rubio met in Kuala Lumpur with another rival, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, during which they discussed potential new avenues to jumpstart Ukraine peace talks. While Rubio heard complaints about U.S. tariffs from his Southeast Asian counterparts, he told reporters Thursday that many of them focused their discussion on security issues, their concerns about Chinese domination and desire for cooperation with the U.S. And Ford is recalling more than 850,000 of its cars across the U.S. because the low-pressure fuel pump inside the vehicles may fail and potentially cause an engine stall while driving, increasing crash risks. The recall covers a wide range of Ford and Lincoln-branded vehicles made in recent model years. That includes certain Ford Broncos, Explorers, and F-150s, as well as Lincoln Aviators and Navigators. According to documents published this week by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Ford plans to send out notification letters to affected owners starting this Monday to warn of safety risks related to potential fuel pump failures, but a remedy is still under development, according to the report. It wasn't immediately clear if there was an estimate for when a fix would become available, but this week's recall report noted that owners will receive an additional letter with instructions to take their car to an authorized dealer for that service when the time comes, and that there will be no charge. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.